This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. 60 feet beneath the water's surface in the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary sits one of the world's three undersea research laboratories. And as we speak, the Aquarius Reef Base is home to an international crew of researchers, including Dominic DiAgostino, an associate professor at the University of South Florida Morsani College of Medicine. DiAgostino normally works in the USF Hyperbaric Biomedical Research Lab, surrounded by a collection of small but very loud devices that simulate extreme environments. But right now, he's living in an undersea habitat about the size of a 30-foot recreational vehicle. His roommates and fellow aquanauts are two scientists from NASA, one from the European Space Agency, and two support staff members.
So it is very close quarters, but there will not be a lot of downtime. So our time is kind of at the essence there. We'll be pretty task loaded with the various objectives that we have for the mission.
The undersea mission is fittingly called NEMO, or NASA Extreme Environment Mission Operations. During the 10-day expedition, DiAgostino and his teammates will collect data during extravehicular activities, or EVAs, like the ones astronauts might conduct on the surface of Mars.
So we will do a similar situation. We'll be 60 feet under the water in what's called saturation environment.
That's where divers live in a pressurized environment requiring lengthy decompression to get back to surface pressure, but only at the end of the mission. In addition, when the aquanauts take part in these EVAs, they'll be suited up in a way that simulates the weight they'd be on the surface of the red planet.
And we'll be given a list of tasks to do when we go out into that environment. And these tasks can be things like collecting samples of coral reef and bringing them back and doing an analysis on that particular genetics of that coral.
As if that wasn't challenging enough, DiAgostino says the researchers' communications with mission control on the mainland will also mimic that of a deep space trip. There'll be a time delay of around 10 minutes between when a message is sent and the other side receives it. Research will also be conducted inside Aquarius, but that will look more at the effects the environment has on the aquanauts themselves, both physically and psychologically.
So it's very important to understand things like how living in a stressful habitat and being task loaded can impact our physical abilities and our cognitive function and what they call team cognition, working together as a crew.
And one of the people studying the crew is USF behavioral neuroscientist Gilla Ari DiAgostino, Dominic's wife.
She will be giving a battery of cognitive tests to look at things like reaction time, memory recall, vision, taste perception. All these things change in extreme environments of pressure.
The couple met at USF 7 years ago and just celebrated their first wedding anniversary. I asked Gilla if she has any inside information when it comes to evaluating her husband.
Yeah, it's exciting because I get to find out things about him that otherwise probably he wouldn't complete those tests.
Other studies will look at the effects of sleep deprivation as well as what the environment does to the bacteria inside the researcher's digestive tracts. Before he left, Dominic DiAgostino said he was a little nervous about the mission. But more importantly, he was honored to be part of a team whose work could plot the future of deep space travel.
It's extremely humbling to have this opportunity and to be among these really, I would just call them elite level people in the way they think and the way they operate.
To see pictures of DiAgostino preparing for the NEMO expedition, as well as to get updates from Aquarius, visit our webpage, wusfnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.